Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. Here's to a fun week. Hot one, by the way. Not everybody who listens to us or watches us, as the case may be, is in the area, but we are at or near 90 today. That's a lot of the Northeast. Still, 100 watch. Let it commence today.
I was thinking about that when I saw this forecast midweek last week, heading into this week. But yeah, I forced that. I was I had a bet with Joe. It was already
right. You had a bet.
So like 3 years ago now.
Three or ten.
He's been gone from our show for a while. So it was while he was running our show, like Zach is now. And yeah, I had a bet we'd get to 100. I don't remember. I know I lost it. I'm sure I paid it because I'm a psycho about paying stuff off. I don't remember what the stakes were, but it was 100 by like the end of the, I don't know, September of 22.
It was $5 for every degree short of 100 was the year's high.
Sure.
That's what it should have been. That's what the bet should have been. If you got to 95, all right, this isn't going to be as costly as, you know, maybe an El Nino year or something where it just did not get that hot. I was in Albany for the weekend and just checking my weather app, like, oh, 98 on Monday. Probably happens here all the time. I don't know. That's not 100.
No.
But when it said 98 in Albany for today, it said 89 here or on the island. There's also the island factor.
Yeah, right. That's, you got to
bring it down a few.
Yeah.
Up there. Oklahoma City wins the NBA championship. Is this, did I see maybe 8 years in a row where a different team has won the NBA title?
Seven it is. Right? Zach, you held up seven fingers to me just now. Yes.
Seven?
I had just seen that also on social media. Yeah. 7 years in a row, different champ.
How many of us are left? How many, and we're two of us. How many franchises in the big four sports are still without a single championship? Throw out a number. I have the number. Throw out a number. We are two. There's a start.
In the bit, so baseball, hockey, basketball, football.
Yes.
How many franchises? Oh, geez. I'm gonna say 50.
Okay, I would have guessed like 25, and the answer is almost exactly right between our guesses.
Okay.
38. If you count the Arizona Coyotes. They are not the Utah franchise. Like, Utah didn't take Arizona's stats to Utah. So Utah is one. And what's their problem? Having won a cup yet.
If Vegas was in the final their first year, I don't know. What are you doing over there, Utah? They in Seattle are lagging way behind.
Yes. Don't they know how easy it is? So Utah is one. Arizona, I've counted Arizona for this because they are inactive. Like, they're not dead.
Right.
But they're also not live.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
Because hockey's going to see fit to go back there again.
Is that like those bugs those bugs that just are non-existent for like 7 years? Every 7 years they come out?
Yeah. Cicadas? Cicadas?
Cicada?
I don't know.
Arizona cicadas.
Yeah.
Be their name.
That's what they should go with.
Because they're in that dormant kind of state.
They'll get around to redeveloping the Arizona market for the NHL right after they take a third run at Atlanta.
Okay.
Because that seems like that's in the offing.
And, you know, I probably don't have to say this, but Atlanta wouldn't count. Because Winnipeg is Atlanta.
Right.
New Winnipeg is Atlanta. Old Winnipeg is Arizona, which are the cicadas now.
Which is they're dormant.
They're dormant.
Okay.
What a start.
Holy cow.
38 franchises. 11 in hockey. 12 in the NFL. That's the most. 10 in the NBA. And 5 in baseball. Did I count right? That's 38.
I wasn't keeping I don't. I don't check your math.
Do you feel
you should always check mine? I never check yours.
Do you feel like that's a number where you can feel a little bit better about Buffalo's state history? Can you look at it like that?
With
a lot of company.
No, well, a reasonable amount of company, but the fact that Utah and even Arizona rate. And Utah's been in the league for exactly 2 years, and the Sabres were founded in 1970. Last year was their first year. Yeah, right. Okay, 1 year.
One.
Sorry, I rushed it. You know, that's not exactly, you know, they haven't been running the same race. I mean, you know, it's like a different level of achievement. There's not futility involved yet.
Also.
Because they just got there.
Also, a lot of these franchises are in places that have won in other sports.
Yeah, that helps.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Detroit has never won the Super Bowl. They've got the Red Wings. They've got the Tigers. They've got the Pistons. I mean, they've won
in
multiple
titles
in all of those other sports.
Right.
So that they're not wandering the desert. If you only care about the Lions, maybe you feel a little lonely about that. But you've had a lot of opportunity to celebrate your local team's successes.
But there are locales that do have, you know, a longing because they don't have what, say, Detroit has. Minnesota. Minnesota has the Twins, which won in 91 and in the 60s or the 50s. Mm-hmm. But their teams in the other three sports are all zeros. NBA, NHL, and NFL. And not even...
Don't get to count the Dallas Stars Cups
for
Minnesota.
No, you do not.
No,
and
I know, that's right.
I was about to say, the North Stars never even won.
Right.
Before they went to Dallas, and Dallas has won the one time.
Right.
Asterisk. So Minnesota has three franchises that have never won, and then they have the Twins. So, I mean, does that feel like...
Is that
like Champions Avenue or something?
And,
no.
And as much as I'd like 1991 to be just a few years ago, it's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's right. It's not in HD. It's in color, but it's not
right.
in HD. It's in a dome. So we had domes then. But yeah.
Right.
So Minnesota has three teams without a title. We have two. Seattle has two, including the Kraken. I mean, they're brand new, but they count. And the Mariners.
Right. But the Seahawks won pretty recently.
The Seahawks have the one against Peyton Manning.
Can I get away with pretty recently there?
When was it?
2013
or 14?
Somewhere in there.
14?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not really. Mm-hmm. It's not that recent. Nope. Nobody's still on the team, I bet.
It's more than 10 years ago.
I doubt there's a single guy that was on that team that's still there. Maybe. Like a kicker or something, but I doubt it.
Man, we're 10 minutes into the week, and time is just kicking my ass over here.
Just, yeah, you're having a shocker time.
Time has got the jersey pulled up over my head, and then I'm like, where are the linesmen?
How about Tennessee? So Tennessee Titans out of Nashville, no. Not, the Oilers count for that, too. That's zero. The Predators, Made the finals once, right. But that's a zero. Got Phil Housley a promotion. Good for him. Good timing there.
Yeah.
And Memphis, not Nashville, but Memphis in the NBA, nothing.
Right.
So there's that. And, you know, Vancouver, the Memphis Grizzlies used to be in Vancouver. They wiggled away on that one. They're not claiming that right. Goose egg anymore. Indiana in the NBA, close. It was going to be them or Oklahoma City. Right. One of them was going to win their first.
But they've got the Colts.
They've got the Colts,
which is also more than 20 years ago, or is it exactly 20? What was that? Was that the 06 season or 05? I don't remember now.
When they won, there was 05 season.
Okay,
that's right.
So 20 years.
They beat the Bears.
Right.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah.
The Colts and the Bears.
No, Rex Grossman started the game. It doesn't count. If you go to like the Super Bowl Wikipedia page, it's omitted. There's just a line through it.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
No.
San Diego.
Don't trust me.
San Diego Padres are on the. On the zero list.
All right.
And the Chargers left.
But they left a goose egg behind.
That's right. That would have been a zero, but they left. So, 38. There's 38 teams.
I don't...
Utah has two.
It doesn't... that doesn't buffer it much, really. Because some of it is so new. And we're just on like lifetime here. So even if, I don't know, how would if the Bills had won one of those four in the 90s, mm-hmm. and we had that, I think we've pondered this before, how different are our lives right now? I think marginally, if at all, different. Because I think it's so long ago, we're talking to people who weren't alive for it on a daily basis. And those people, you know, we either go, oh, you know, sit down and let grandpa tell you a story about when the Bills won the Super Bowl back in 1992.
Right around that Twins moment there.
Right. Like we'd have that, but I'd like to think, as much as I will tell you that winning, seeing my favorite baseball team win and then win four in the span of 13 or 14 years, whatever the timeline is there, sort of dampened how much I feel attached to the Red Sox. I don't know. I really hadn't stumbled into that opinion until 2004, and really then through the aughts where they won and then won again and one more time. It's sort of like, I don't know. You're just kind of any old team now. I think if the Bills had won in 1992, I'd be all back to like dying for it to happen.
I think it's big. For me, it's big. It would depend on your age and, you know, your level of sanity or whatever, mm-hmm. like how seriously you take sports, because I'm on the more serious end, I think, of that spectrum. But I don't think about it like consciously very often. And so this question is not something like I have a ready answer to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the zero, it's the Bills and the Sabres together for this. And I think it means a lot. And if they'd won, if the Bills had won in, actually, it might depend on which one. But if the Bills had won the last Super Bowl, that's like a movie.
Right. Because if
they'd won the first right. one, then they're like kind of losers almost anyway.
They did get a documentary, but you know, whatever. Yeah.
They needed to lose them all to get the movie.
Right.
But they're it's a different movie. It's right. a scripted movie. If you win the fourth one yep. as a double digit underdog, like it's all good.
Yeah.
If they beat
that's right.
Dallas in 28, it's all good. It's incredible. Like they mm-hmm. the resilient all the stuff
they stuck with it.
They get yeah. credit for already right. from their fans, you know, and a few other people. So I think that's important to my like kind of I don't know what's the word. What the Bills and Sabres are to me is it's different if it's one. It's also different if it's one from before I was born or something. Like the AFL is its own thing. It's a championship. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose to anybody. They won their last game.
Right. Twice in a row.
Twice in a row in a league of 8 or 10. So, you know, people will count that.
Mm-hmm.
More people will count that. The people who were there will count that.
Right.
Like that lived it. If the Sabres had won in 75, I don't know. Does that change anything for me? It's just, it's the Chiefs before Mahomes. Like, yeah. the Chiefs had one from, you know, the 60s, and what do you do with it? But it's at least it's one.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's big.
It is. It's funny. I'm just thinking about the AFL thing and how, like, I know we both have known people, and some of the people are the same people that are very proud of that and want to remind you about it whenever we talk like this. You know, about the no championships. You know, the Bandits people are more current, and that's on the other side of that too. That's there. But I'm thinking, as you're talking about the AFL, I'm thinking about my dad, who's going to be 92 in September, and so he went to games there. Like I can still remember him and my uncle and my older cousins talking about guys on those teams, but he never ever. I can remember one time has referenced those as like championships, that they fill up a space where we want a Super Bowl to be for him. Like, it just, it's a very, I don't know, maybe he's an anomaly, I don't know, but that's just, my dad is not one who wants to remind me. You know, he does listen pretty regularly to us, and we talk like this, and I never get a call like, you know, they won in 65. Yeah, ever. It's like, he's not walking around with that in a knapsack or something.
I wouldn't blame anybody for doing that, though.
No, I wouldn't either. I just think it's curious that he... Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
What are the Leafs? How many banners hang at their arena? Is it 11, maybe? Is that the number? The Leafs have like 11 cups.
It's a big number, yeah.
I'm not sure I'm right, but some number, like... I think it's double digits. Well, how many teams did they play? They played fewer teams in maybe every one of those seasons than the Bills did in the AFL.
Yeah, it was a six-team league the whole time.
Six-team league. So how many of Montreal's cups? Actually, they still have a lot from post-expansion.
They do, yeah.
But, you know, I think you can count the 60s Bills. Nobody does, right? Nobody does, because then you have – it's not wrong or anything, but then you have two champions – that exists now in professional football for every one of those years of the 60s. Or, you know, at least until Super Bowl I. And that's kind of annoying for the record books. You have 50 seasons, you have 50 champions.
The merger is a perfectly acceptable line of demarcation as far as I'm concerned. Like the Super Bowl being the Super Bowl, even though it wasn't officially called the Super Bowl that first year, is still like that. That's the championship we're all chasing. So, you know, I'm not just because my dad doesn't seem to care that much, or you know, maybe I've just never talked about it. And it's so long ago that he just, you know, is going to bring it up himself. But I'm sure plenty of people will hold it up, and that I'm not criticizing that. But I do think the Super Bowl era is, you know, that is football as we have come to know it. So that counts, you know, that counts for more. You know, we're not going back into like pre-Major League Baseball days to count anything the Bisons did when they were in the whatever league they were in, playing like by the Peace Bridge or whatever. Like, it's just,
we should. It's not... Know your history. The Federal League, right?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Buffeds. We should look them up and see if they ever won it. I don't think they did. Well, who's to say that in a century, the NFL hasn't merged with some other league, like an international league, probably, right? It would be some league in Europe and China and South America. Like, there's just sort of these new football leagues. This is probably the vision. In decades in the future, there's professional football in all these other parts of the globe that measures up, that rises to the level of the NFL and can beat the teams in the NFL, you know, just theoretically. And then if that happens, now you have a 200-team
Super League.
Right? Does anybody care about the last 50 years of the NFL anymore when they consider championships? The NFL, football people love to use the term world champions. McDermott uses it, which is obnoxious. Play one team from another country, and you know, ever.
Yeah.
And beat them for a trophy then. But, you know, that has never happened. It's not the Bills' fault. It's not the Chiefs' fault. It's just like, get out of here with world champions. I mean, there are other places, you know. So let's say, you know, you have this Super League and other countries are good enough and it sort of grows like that. And do we care? Maybe as Americans we care about the Super Bowl era, but otherwise doesn't really, it's not a, as big a thing as the actual world championship would be.
Right. I appreciate that this is entirely theoretical. I think that is going to happen to some degree, but it's going to be under the NFL umbrella. It's not going to be some startup league from Taiwan that suddenly gets competitive enough. Like, oh, look, they've got players that are as good as Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen were. We should probably put them in the league. I think the league is, that's been slowly going on here. That's what all these Europe games are about, is I think eventually, you know, getting over there. It might take another 20 years to have like an actual European division or something, but I want to say hopefully, I hope in my lifetime, I hope I'm around for another 20 years at least, that we get there.
It's really, I don't know if it's much to differentiate like that. It's just, I'm just saying, like, what happened to the AFL? Why is the AFL history minimized? It's because the NFL, they merged, but the NFL got to keep the name. And that was contested, but the NFL got to keep the name. And so there were NFL champions pre-merger, and there are NFL champions since, and there are no AFL champions anymore.
Yeah, I wonder when. I'm going to just say when, because I do think that is going to happen at some point here. Does the name of the league become, what, the International Football League? Because they've got a division of, you know, four teams, or maybe four-team divisions in Europe or Asia or wherever. Like, are they going to change the name of the league?
You know, actually, I just thought of this. So I want rights.
Okay.
If it's actually that good. I know it's original. The World League of American Football.
Oh.
You could actually have it be called the World League of American Football. Then is everybody happy? Oh, that was already a thing in the 90s? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's right. I forgot about my Pro Set football cards. We had the Berlin.
Some of us made fun of it by calling it the We Laugh.
Is that, you did that?
Yeah.
We had the London Broil or whatever it was.
I don't remember.
I don't think that's right. Which team did Kurt Warner play for? Maybe he played for London? Anyway, so where were we? 38 franchises have yet to win a championship in one of the big four sports. That's down from 39 after last night, which was going to happen because they both were on that list. What a bummer.
Ugh.
My son and I had a long driving weekend again, and we were getting home by about 8. And I asked him, would you want to watch Game 7 with me? And what my kids say when they want to say no.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
But they don't want to say no. They say, maybe a little bit. Like, they don't want to, but they don't want to say no.
Right.
So maybe a little bit. So I knew that was a no. And I wasn't really – I watched an old Top Chef, just first quarter. First quarter. But I said to him, you know, if it's the fourth quarter and it's close, I'm going to go to it.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole thing, but I'll go to it if it's the fourth quarter and it's close. And I went to Twitter and like the injury.
I was watching and it looked like it was setting up to be a very competitive, memorable game seven. And I guess it still is. I mean, somebody won a championship and we had this injury, so you're going to remember it. But I just mean like hotly contested, really good game down to the wire, maybe. Although, you know, it's early, but still, Indiana was in the lead most of the first, while Halliburton was on the court, and even for a little while after, but then...
Didn't they lead at halftime?
It just, yeah, right, okay, thank you, yes. So, they were, you know, in great shape, and then...
I loved Lebatard on this point today. I saw a clip of him talking, and it was how every team in the NBA over the years that's been as dominant as Oklahoma City was... rolled through the postseason, and this team couldn't do it.
Right.
And they had a chance to get beat. And that's what the injury cost the history is like. It's not like it couldn't have happened anymore, but like such a blow. And he's like, I wanted to see whether those young guys on Oklahoma City could actually survive it.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get to find out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You missed out. So, and they pulled
away. Wins
a win. Yeah, sure. And they look set up real nice. I mean, I don't follow the league closely enough to have I just don't have a strong opinion on their style. There's a lot of talk, you know, by people who do follow the league much more closely than myself about the foul baiting with SGA and whatnot. And so, like, style wise, they're smothering defensively. I can appreciate smothering defense. The guy that stood out to me the most watching the series, again, not like super intently, but, you know, casually, it's on, the game's on, I'm watching, is this Holmgren guy. Like, he defensively is just everywhere. For a guy that's 7 feet tall, he might weigh like 125 pounds at 7 feet tall. I mean, he is about an inch wide, but he moves defensively so well. It's not graceful, but he gets in the way. He is very effective, and he's very young. I think he's still got room to get better, and like that's the guy that I'm most interested in on that team, even though they have the MVP on the team. I mean, no slight on him, but I'm curious to see what Holmgren turns into.
I have been described just that way. He's not graceful, but he gets in the way. That's right. I sort of just get in your way ungracefully. 803-0550. We'll get to some Bill stuff here, and also it being the week of the NHL draft, Chad DeDominicis will start our discussions off today from Expected Buffalo on the Sabres' state of things, the draft this weekend. He's been doing some trade ideas on his site and on Twitter. So that'll be today. Lines are open for you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.